Greetings, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, strangers and enemies. There you go, Paul. Paul will be pleased with that last one. Hey, it's Pastor Bob, and it's our last episode of Roman through Romans. We have roamed all the way to the last chapter, chapter 16. In fact, we're going to have done the book of Romans in 16 days. 16 chapters in 16 days. All right, a little synchronicity there with our effort. It's Thursday, July 29th, and today we end our series with chapter 16 in Paul's letter to the Romans. But before we jump into that, let's look back at yesterday, chapter 15, which sometimes sounds like Paul's conclusion, but of course he has a hard time ending and keeps going on and on. And some people, you know, just have that gift. So we'll allow that this time for sure for Paul. Romans 15 concluded Paul's teaching. The teaching that those that are strong in faith ought to sacrifice their own desires, their own rules, their own ways, those that are strong in faith, to sacrifice all those things so that they can live in harmony with other believers. Last night on our Zoom discussion group call, Ted brought up the concept of gave an example of someone who just uses the word presence for God, capital P, presence. Just if we all would agree to use that instead of our own defined and, you know, proprietary God that we've created. We haven't really in truth done that. We just think we have. God is God no matter what we say. And God in this world is presence. Capital P presence. If we did that, how many walls could we break down between, hey, let's just start in families and churches and communities and nations all across the world. We could break down that barrier of my God versus your God. Your God's wrong, heretical, satanic. You're going to burn in hell. You know, that kind of thinking. There's only one God. Everyone's trying to worship that true God, doing the best we can, including us. Let's just call it presence, capital P. Anyway, there I go again. I divert myself. So Paul wants us to sacrifice our own kind of proprietary beliefs about God so that we can live in harmony with other believers, even Gentiles and Jews, right? He shows that God always planned to welcome in everyone, what's called the Gentile nations, everyone who's not a Jew. And Paul always intended his mission to be to introduce these non-Jews to the message of salvation in faith in Christ Jesus. As he says, he is very sentimental about his Christians in Rome and plans to visit them as soon as he delivers his financial aid to the poor Christian Jews in Jerusalem. And now we get to chapter 16, the last chapter. And in chapter 16, he greets many friends and acquaintances in Rome by name. And this is how Paul draws out the end of his letter and finally reaches an end. Amen. Well, let us then begin. The final chapter. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church in Rome, he says this. Well, the last line of 15 I'll begin with. He says, I'll be on my way to you with a light and an eager heart, looking forward to being refreshed by your company. God's peace be with you all. Oh, yes. And then chapter 16. Be sure to welcome our friend Phoebe in the way of the Master with all the generous hospitality we Christians are famous for. I heartily endorse both her and her work. She's a key representative of the church at Cenchrea. Help her out in whatever she asks. She deserves anything you can do for her. She's helped many a person. including me. Say hello to Priscilla and Aquila, who have worked hard hand in hand with me in serving Jesus. They once put their lives on the line for me, and I'm not the only one grateful to them. All the non-Jewish gatherings of believers also owe them plenty, to say nothing of the church that meets in their house. Hello to my dear friend Epaphroditus. He was the very first Christian in the province of Asia. Hello to Mary. What a worker she has turned out to be. Hello to my cousins, Andronicus and Junius. We once shared a jail cell. They were believers in Christ before I was. Both of them are outstanding leaders. Hello to Ampliatus, my good friend in the family of God. Hello to Urbanus, our companion in Christ's work, and my good friend Stachys. Hello to Apelles, a tried and true veteran in following Christ. Hello to the family of Aristobulus. Hello to my cousin Herodion. Hello to those Christians from the family of Narcissus. Hello to Tryphena and Tryphosa, such diligent women in serving the Master. Hello to Persis, a dear friend and hard worker in Christ. Hello to Rufus, a good choice by the Master, and his mother. She has also been a dear mother to me. Hello to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermas, and also to all of their families. Hello to Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympias, and all the Christians who live with them. Holy embraces all around. All the churches of Christ send their warmest greetings. One final word of counsel, friends. Keep a sharp eye out for those who take bits and pieces of the teaching that you learned and then use them to make trouble. Give these people a wide berth. They have no intention of living for our Master Christ. They're only in this for what they can get out of it, and aren't above using pious sweet talk to dupe unsuspecting innocents. And so while there has never been any question about your honesty in these matters, I couldn't be more proud of you. I want you also to be smart, making sure every good thing is the real thing. Don't be gullible in regard to smooth-talking evil. Stay alert like this, and before you know it, the God of peace will come down on Satan with both feet, stomping him into the dirt. Enjoy the best of Jesus. And here are some more greetings from our end. Timothy, my partner in this work, Lucius, and my cousins Jason and Sosipater, all said to tell you hello. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter at Paul's dictation, send you my personal greetings. Gaius, who is host here to both me and the whole church, wants to be remembered by you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our good friend Quartus send their greetings. All of our praise rises to the one who is strong enough to make you strong, exactly as preached in Jesus Christ, precisely as revealed in the mystery kept secret for so long, but now an open book through the prophetic scriptures. All the nations of the world can now know the truth and be brought into obedient belief, carrying out the orders of God, who got all this started down to the very last letter. all our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparably wise God. Yes. And that concludes the letter to the church in Rome from the Apostle Paul. As you heard, actually dictated in this case, right, by Tertius. It seems to me those last two chapters, 15 and 16, I get the feeling Paul knows that he's never going to make it to Rome unless he's in shackles. And that when he sees this church finally, when he walks in with Roman guards, it'll be near the end for him. And he's saying his farewells from the depth of his heart to all those he loves so much. And if he was here today, he'd put you on that list. Whether you might be a good friend in the family of God, a companion in Christ's work, a tried and true veteran in following Christ, diligent in serving the Master, a dear friend and hard worker in Christ, right? How he sees people, believers in Christ before I was, shared a jail cell. Amen. Oh, God bless the Apostle Paul. He knew us all so well. We'll still have our Zoom discussion group call next Wednesday. I'll send out an email with the link, and we'll wrap up our talk about Paul and this letter to the church in Rome, and we'll also spend as much time probably thinking about what's next and where we should go. So I hope you'll all join us, even if you haven't been part of it before. It's a good time to step in. And if nothing else, just observe and listen. And I'm sure you'll be prompted to think and perhaps even speak. But that's up to you. Until then, our next Middle Sabbath Wednesday and on this Thursday, may God bless you and keep you. And may God hold you in the embrace of His arms and love on you all the entire day. And as Paul said, let all our praise be focused through Jesus. And God's peace be with you all. Amen.